everybody. We are live to the world in our brand new reset set. And I know, look how
cool. How cool is this? Oh man, we're so excited.
We have a new desk. We have a new TV. We have a new background. We should go away more often.
Yeah. We literally left for 3 weeks. And if you're just listening on the podcast and not actually watching us on our Monday Motivation Facebook Live, you'll have to imagine our set.
But you can go to Sell or Die Facebook. Don't they have that?
Yeah, if they just follow either one of us on Facebook, they can see the video.
Okay, cool. So we are welcoming you to Motivation Monday, which is part of Sell or Die. And you can subscribe to this show. You can subscribe to the podcast. Join us on the Facebook page. Become a diehard. There's so many things you can do, all of which will help you make more money and make more sales.
That's right.
But not in that order.
And who are you?
Yeah, exactly.
Sir?
My name is Jeffrey Gittimer. I wrote the Little Red Book of Selling and the Sales Manifesto, which you see right here in front of you.
And I'm Jen Gluckow, founder and author of Sales in a New York Minute.
See, our books are placed in front of us. I mean, this is real production here.
There's no bullshit involved in this.
Okay, so we want your comments. We want your questions. And
hey, Glenn likes your shirt.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. So guys, if you're watching us on Facebook, I have my computer right here. Make sure you ask us questions or give us comments and we'll make sure to engage with you in just a little bit.
Yeah. Let me explain something about this shirt. I was not able to wear it 3 weeks ago.
But Jeffrey, what happened?
I lost 14 pounds.
Woo!
I lost 14 pounds and I'm fit in the shirt.
I love it.
It was great Martin Rooney challenged me to lose some weight. And when we were in Paris, went shopping with Laurent Barretta, one of the great musicians of the world. And I couldn't fit in the damn shirt when I bought it. And he goes, "We're going to call this a Martin shirt." And I have two Martin shirts and I'm going to wear one.
This is one of them?
Yeah.
I really like it. It's very nice. So are you going to wear the other one at Outbound?
I don't know, but I'm going to be there.
Yeah, that's right. You guys, we are driving to Atlanta tomorrow. I hope you will be at Atlanta.
Yeah.
Just let us know if you're going to be there. Write it in the comments. We want to see you. We want to meet you at Outbound. We'll both be giving talks, but we'll also be around the event the entire time to hang out with you and meet you in person.
And if you want to invest in your future, we have some deals for you.
Oh, yeah. So we have a main topic today, and it's all about your number, not, you know, your actual phone number.
No.
It's going to be about your sales number.
You can put it in the notes.
Yeah, no.
We're not going to call it, but you can put it in there.
But before we get to that, we have a question from Heather, who's in our 2020 sales group. And we actually talked about it with her and our 2020 sales tribe.
What's our topic?
I just told it's about your sales number.
Oh.
Yeah. We're going to be talking about that in a minute. But first, here's Heather's question. She writes, "I have a portfolio of some amazing clients that I've been working with for 3 to 9 years, whom I really appreciate. In your opinion, how many times should I personally reach out to thank them, bond with, or check in to see if we can service them better? My team talks with them a few times a year for periodic projects, so I don't want to overwhelm them."
So check in, zero. Find out how everything's going, zero. Giving them a value message, weekly.
Woo!
And if you do the weekly value message thing, they will begin to check in with you. And that's way more powerful than you trying to, "I'm just calling to see if you need anything because my boss has his foot up my ass to make my quota this month. And I was hoping that you could either give me a referral or an upsell."
And, you know, if you've had these customers for 3 to 9 years, that's incredible.
Yeah.
That's so long term.
Yeah.
You need to find a way to really feel like you have an amazing bond, an amazing connection with them that goes way beyond checking in with them or following up with them a couple times a year. If you think about our best clients, Jeffrey, we have their cell phone numbers and we text with them whenever anything
pops up,
whenever anything reminds us of them, whenever we can give them something of value, we just text with them and it's natural and normal. And so that's the kind of relationship you need to establish with these customers as well.
Should we talk about what Heather does? Because we know what Heather does.
Well,
because I can give you an idea. Yeah. Heather sells trade show stuff. And I think that if Heather was cool, she'd be giving people information on a weekly basis of how to do more business at a trade show. Mm-hmm. Should you speak there or just exhibit? What's the value of having a golf putter thing at the thing versus having something of value that's there? Where's your podcast, Heather, that talks about your best customers and you interview them on a weekly basis to find out how they are doing? There's so many things that you can do rather than check in. There's so many other things you can do rather than try to send them something, you know, hey, here's my stuff with my name on it. It's not what I want.
Yeah. So, you know, create a podcast where you feature them, create an article where you every week or month where you spotlight them, but give them something of value that they can share with other people they know, and that will extend your network.
So
if you have a sales question you need answered, go for it, Jeffrey.
No, you go for it.
Well, if you have a sales question you need answered, you can sign up for the 2020 Sales Vision Group as well. It's only $20 a month, and you get feedback not only from me and Jeffrey, but also from the community, from the tribe, and they're amazing in there.
And some of the things that people feed us back are pretty damn cool.
Oh yeah, they're awesome. We go live at least weekly, a minimum. And so for the cost of, I don't know, what is that, like 4 or 5 Starbucks lattes?
Depending on how much whipped cream and Carmelato you get. It can go either way. And your dog is still free.
Come on, get that caffeine boost to your sales, not
exactly.
Your drink.
Yep.
2020salesvision.com, and Alex is going to pop that into the notes here.
So today's topic is what is your number? We're going to talk about numbers in sales because a lot of people will tell you it's all about the numbers. I will tell you it's all about the value behind the numbers, but the numbers can be the measurement device. So, for example, if you need to make 5 sales a month and it takes you 20 phone calls to set one appointment and it takes you 4 appointments to make 1 sale, your numbers are obvious. I mean, they're totally obvious, and all you have to do is review them to find out and work backwards from them. How many appointments did I have? How long did it take me to get them? What did I do when I got there?
Put a 1 in the comments right now if you know your numbers. If you are 100% certain how many calls you need to make, how many sales you need to make, how many visits you need to make to get those, put a 1 in the comments right now.
And if you tell me that you can make 1 appointment for every cold call, for every 20 cold calls you make, you're a fucking liar. In a nice kind of positive kind of way. But why don't you tell me, for example, how many appointments can you make with 100 cold calls? And then that's a number. And then how many appointments can you make if you have 2 referrals? That's a number. And so you might want to look at all of the possibilities. So, and you're going to be your own judgment of your own information. It's an incredible thing to me how many people ignore their numbers, don't understand their numbers. And it's so easy to do. It's not difficult at all. But if you don't know it, you're never going to be able to deal with it in the right way.
And if you're new to selling, it's the kind of thing that you just need to start doing right away. So just go out there and treat it like an experiment. You're the scientist, the sales scientist, and treat it like an experiment and figure out how many calls you need to make, how many meetings you need to set, how much time you need to prepare for that sales meeting. I mean, you need to know all of those numbers, but you can't just whip them out of thin air. You literally need to, it's trial and error. You need to try it out, figure it out, and then you can finesse your numbers. So like what we try to do always when we're working with clients is, the first thing is figuring out the number and then always refining it so that they can keep improving that number. So let's say it takes you 100 cold calls to get, you know, an appointment. Well, can you do
probably,
it in?
Can you reduce it to 99?
No, but can you reduce it to 50?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you be twice as effective? What can you do? And it's a matter of playing with your pitch, tweaking one word, tweaking a couple words here or there, and figuring out what really resonates with your prospects.
If you know me, you know that I'm a time allocation person, not a time management person. And one of the best examples that I can give you is in preparation. I'm going to do outbound. Jen's going to do outbound. How many hours are you going to spend preparing for that?
So I have a 90-minute talk,
yeah,
an hour and a half. I'll probably spend 30 to 40 hours preparing.
So I did my, I have a 1 hour talk. I'm going to do, I know I've spent 10 hours on it.
But also you've been doing this for
a long time,
a much longer time than I have.
So I'm going to spend 10 hours doing my 1 hour talk, and then I have a 90 minute talk, and I'm going to spend about the same amount of time doing that. It's going to take me 10 hours to prepare for a real, for a 1 hour, 1 hour and a half talk. So I know what time I have to allocate to be able to make that amazing. You have exactly the same process. You're going to make a sales call on two people tomorrow. How much time do you have to allocate to get ready to prepare for the customer in terms of them? That's a number. And you need to know that number like you know your name, because if you prepare less, the odds are you will not make the sale.
And so one of the things I'm doing to prepare that I think can help you prepare on your sales meetings is I am, once my slides are finished, I actually record it and listen to it. So I'm now becoming part of my own audience to figure out what that sounds like. Did I like it? What should I change? Was it in the right time frame? Did I go over? You can't go over. That's like the worst thing ever when they're on a schedule.
And they cut your mic off, by the way.
Yeah. So am I within the time frame? Does it all fit? Could I tweak things here or there?
Yeah.
And then I'll tweak it. And then I'll record myself doing it again. And then I'll get my team involved to listen to what I'm saying so that I can get their feedback. And so it's an iterative process, but it's the same process you can take when you're prepping for your sales meetings. You know, I think that a lot of times when you get the meeting, you're so excited that you actually got the meeting.
Yeah.
You figure your job is done, but your job is only halfway there. You've gotten the meeting. Now comes the prep. And that is so huge. You know, no one teaches you in sales school, which there really aren't that many, but no one teaches you, like, once you get it, you really should be prepping, I don't know, 5 to 10 times the amount of the actual talk.
At the end of that conversation with that customer that you've prepared for so well, there are also the scenarios that you have to prepare for at the end of your talk. Does the customer want a proposal? Does the customer have an objection that you can't overcome? Does the customer give you some brush off? Are they the real decision maker? All of those things you have to figure into, okay, what do I say about this at this moment in time, rather than be, oh, wow, our price is too high? No one's ever said that to me before, which, by the way, may be a good response. But I think that you need to be realistic and say to yourself, okay, I'm going to prepare for this, and then I'm going to prepare for the ending. I have to prepare for what's going to happen to make an appointment for the next call, to get out my order form if the guy says yes, or put yourself in a position of what if there's a not yet.
Mm-hmm.
And not yet can be all kinds of things, including I need another meeting, I got to have 5 other decision makers, I need a proposal. Whatever the circumstance is, you better be prepared for that. And you can't just like run it off the cuff. You have to say, okay, if Bob tells me, I call me back next Tuesday, I'm going to make sure that Bob puts it in his appointment book. And I go, Bob, listen, you're going to give me a time. And Bob says 11 o'clock. Okay, I want you to put 10:59 in your calendar. And when 10:59 comes, be at your desk, so I'm going to be calling you.
And you can send them a calendar invite and get on their calendar.
Yeah, but the bottom line is you still have to make the call and Bob still has to be there.
Oh, yeah, and don't be late.
So say, Bob, look, you can just do this. At 10:59, your phone's going to ring. You don't even have to pick it up. You can just go like this, yes, and hang right up. And I promise you Bob will be laughing, and I promise you that Bob will have his, you'll have his attention, and I promise you he'll be on the call at 10:59.
All right, so I love that, Jeffrey. I want to make sure we're talking to our peeps here. So Alex, Glenn, Matt, hey guys, what's going on?
Hey, Matt.
Tom.
Matt, the ultimate Philadelphia fan besides me.
Tom, Darrell, Glenn Bill, what's going on? I love this. Okay, Matt Nelson is going to see us at Outbound, another Matt. Hey, Matt, we look forward to seeing you there.
Cool.
AJ says, we always tell our team to measure your activities and the outcomes will present themselves. Also, doing the reverse math usually gets you exponentially better results than just focusing on the end result. Yes, the reverse math is so critical.
Yeah.
100%.
Reverse math is the only way to do it. It's the way I do it.
RKJ is here. Randall Kenneth Jones, what's up? Are you guys listening to his show? Because he has a great show also.
He only interviews big shits.
Oh, yeah. Edward is here. Also, AJ says salespeople rarely want to prep and research before seeing a client. They often think they're so great on the fly, but there's so much risk in that. I think that it's not just that they don't want to prep and they think that prep is research, but it's also they don't know how. They don't know what to do because it's never been taught. Like, I know when I got into sales, no one told me that once you get the meeting, now the prep begins, and that what that how much prep looks like. Like, if you had told me, if I had prepped for, you know, 6 or 7 hours for a 1 hour meeting, I would have thought I was crazy and overdoing it. And the reality is that especially when you're doing, you know, having a really important meeting, you do want to prep that much. You do need to take that time because then you can flourish. Then you can succeed.
Here's the answer about preparing for a sales meeting. Prepare 1/10 of the amount of time on your crap and 9/10 the amount of time on the customer and how they win. Mm-hmm. If you are not prepared to explain to a customer what your value is and how you win and how they win, you're dead. You're totally toast.
Hey, Jeffrey, can I go back to something you said earlier?
Who is this?
I'll put my camera. We got a camera in the
booth. Oh, hey, Doug.
Whoa.
It's so dark in there. I feel like you guys need some light.
Oh, yeah. A little bit. We got just enough light to get the job done. We save all the light for you guys to make you look beautiful.
Thank you very kindly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I want to go back to something that Jeffrey said earlier. Did you say that outbound would actually turn your mics off? What's the trick to doing that? I haven't been able to turn you guys off.
I think the
he
secret
gave
is
himself the laugh. I love that.
You... Listen, they're going to pull the plug. Plain and simple. Jeb Blunt sent me an email last night saying, if you have 247 slides, if you're 1 minute over, they're going to turn the mic off. I'm like, okay, fine.
Well, here's the deal. They're on a schedule.
Yeah.
And there are 700 people that are going to be in the audience.
Yeah.
And if you go over, that means the next guy has less time.
Oh, my gosh.
And so that wouldn't be fair to the next guy or gal. And so they're trying to really make it, you know, it's like a customer meeting. If a customer says I have 30 minutes and they really only have 30 minutes, you better start wrapping up before those 30 minutes are over, because if they're not going to spend extra time with you because they have to rush out to take their kid to the dentist or whatever it be.
Yeah, they're doing the right thing.
They're done. And so it's the same exact thing as a sales meeting.
Yeah. And I'm not going to mention any names, but if you ever speak right after Michael Gerber, you're going to wait another 30 minutes. He's the
Jeffrey.
Guy that wrote the email.
All right.
Okay,
so
we got to go.
Here's the deal. Coming up this week, we have some amazing episodes. I have my cheat sheet here because I don't memorize them.
Bajoric.
Yeah, we have two Sell or Die Classic episodes, which means if you have not been listening to us from the very beginning, you may have missed these amazing episode. So Tuesday we have Jeff Bajoric of the Why and the Buy, and he joined you and on the benefits of golf and sales. It's a really great conversation.
Yeah, it is.
And then Wednesday I appeared on the 5 Minute Success podcast with Karen Briscoe. I think it was more than 5 minutes though. She didn't cut me off. And I talk about how to stay top of mind with your customer. And then on Thursday we're talking about functional leadership with Glenn Mattson in another Sell or Die Classic. And then you know it's Friday, right? The best of.
So we are going to leave our new set for the first time. Just like we sat down here for the first time.
Am I allowed to tell them what's coming up for Wednesdays?
Yeah.
Okay. So, guys, we're going to have this brand new segment soon on Wednesdays. And I'm not going to tell you everything. But if you know an amazing female who's crushing it in sales or sales leadership, please connect her to me. You can message me, jen@salesinanyminute.com, or you can connect us on Instagram, jeninanyminute.
And if you know somebody that sucks, put their name in the notes.
No. I don't interview those people. We just help them.
All right. I'm Jeffrey Gittimer.
And I'm Jen Gluckow.
Get out there. Sell something, even if your ass falls off.